Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Now hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For Jesus Christ is Lord, and the Lord, he is God. And, O Lord, our God, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, O Lord, our God, O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Look what the Lord has done. First and foremost, I must say I give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And I also give thanks to that same Holy God for you who are tuned in this morning, who have followed the leading of the Holy Spirit, have done that which the Lord called you to do, that he may be glorified thereby in you. All praise be to his holy name. What a wonderful time, oh, thank you, to be in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful time to be hid in Christ. What a wonderful time to be resting in this secret place. Oh, what a wonderful time to be hid in him. Oh, good morning again. I just thank God for you all. I know that the Bible clearly tells us that many are called, but a few are chosen. I know that it's a few of you that are tuned in this morning, that you may grow and you may become stronger and wiser. And there's somebody, oh yes, Lord, that's tuned in this morning, for your life will never be the same. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise be to his holy name. I love my job. It's truly an honor to be able to present my body to the Lord Jesus Christ inside of me as an instrument, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, for it is my reasonable service as a member of the family and the household of God. As usual, if you have your Bibles, you can kind of ride along, travel along, this morning, as the Holy Spirit make an attempt to open your eyes that you may see and unstop your ears that you may hear. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Mark the 16th chapter, verses 14 through the 18th verse. It's where the Holy Spirit will make an attempt to reach out and snatch you into Christ Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Mark the 16th chapter, the 14th verse, and it reads, after Jesus appeared unto the 11, and they sat at meat, and he rebuked them with their unbelief and their hardness of heart, because they believe not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The gospel must be preached into all the world, and then the end shall come, the gospel. Well, what is the gospel? The gospel is that we must lose our life in order to gain Jesus' eternal life. This is something that Jesus has said over and over again. And we know when Jesus says something one time, it's important. We know when he says it over and over again, it's eternally important. Turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 10. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We're going to read from verse 34 to 39. And Jesus said, think not that I've come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. I am come to set a man apart against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. In other words, Jesus is saying, your enemy is going to be your kinfolk. You see, Judas was Jesus. He was the only one of the disciples that was from the tribe of Judah. And he was the one that did Jesus the evil. The Bible clearly tells us that some of your own kinfolk, because they refused to come into the revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ, because they refused to change, they will hate you because you have changed. Oh, verse 36, 37. And he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. Let's go to Matthew, the 16th chapter. This is Jesus talking, and we know when Jesus says something, it's truly important. Abba Father said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Said, hear ye him. Hear ye him. Not hear me, not hear John, not hear Smith, but hear ye him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Matthew 16 chapter, 24th and the 25th verse. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. This is Jesus talking. Now turn your Bible to Mark chapter 8. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise be to your holy name, verses 34 through 35. And when he had called the people unto him, with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. Jesus is calling us to take up our cross. What is taking up your cross? What does this mean? It means taking up your death. You see, each and every day we are to take up our death. We are to lose our life that we may gain his eternal life. He must increase, we must decrease. We must present our bodies holy and acceptable unto the Lord, for it is our reasonable service for him to work the works through our earthen vessels by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the revelation knowledge he has revealed to those that are his. Why God the Father and God the Son send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, our Helper, for him to work the works through our earthen vessels that was ordained for him to do from the foundation of the world, as Jesus Christ in his divine nature of the Holy Spirit continue being about the Father's business. For we know that he's always about the Father's business. Let's go to Luke chapter 9. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Luke chapter 9, this is Jesus speaking. You see, one thing I wanted to be clear to this day, that man on the radio, oh, yes, Lord, that man on the radio said that you got to lose your life in order to gain his eternal life. This is the gospel. It's not any of that old foolishness that they're preaching about money coming, about getting rich, about building, living in houses you didn't build with your own hand, or about the tub got to stand on its own bottom. It's not about any of that foolishness. It's about you losing your life in order to gain his eternal life, which is salvation, which is abundant life, which will save your wretched soul. Oh, hallelujah. Luke chapter 9, this is Jesus speaking again. He's trying to talk to us. He's trying to tell somebody something. Luke chapter 9, verse 23, and he says, and he said unto them all, see the word the Holy Spirit use all mean everybody. Oh, bless his holy name. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. See, if we hold on to this old life, this old sin nature life, we will go to hell for all eternity. You see, it takes faith for you to see and understand that you got to lose your old life, sinful life, which is worth one donkey, in order to gain his eternal life, everlasting life. Oh, praise his holy name. The Bible clearly tells us, let's hear this. I want it to be known without a doubt that that man on the radio said, you can't just come into salvation any old kind of way. You got to get this thing his way. What thus said the Lord? Luke the 14th chapter, verse 26 and 27. And Jesus said, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sister, then yea, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doeth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. See, the Bible clearly brings this wisdom to those who can hear and understand. Ephesians chapter 4 and 5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. You see, my faith is in a baptism of death with Jesus Christ on the cross. I believe that I died with him. What happened to me on the cross? I died with him. What happened to you? You died with Christ. You died with Christ. Baptism. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You see, baptism is a symbol of what takes place in the spirit realm. You know, this is baptism is what takes place actually in the spirit realm. And when we get baptized, it's some representing what has happened to us. We have came to Jesus. We denied ourselves. We came to Jesus. Well, now we're ducked in the water, meaning we're dead, buried with Jesus. And when they bring you forth, it represents you have come forth to this newness of life. Well, now you know this, you're a new creature now. Bible says the man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Well, now you're new in Christ. So you have the power now to serve him in the wilderness, not to go back into sin.